B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ezekiel.
Hey, good morning.
Such a distinguished name, sir. Okay, how can we help you, sir?
Distinguished man.
Yeah.
So, I've been dating this woman, Shauna. You know, it's been getting pretty serious. At least it was getting pretty serious. Like, we went from just a date here and there to, like, she introduced me to her family, you know, which means it's a good sign and stuff. And I thought we was, like, moving to something real serious, but she hasn't been returning my calls lately, and I don't even know why.
Okay, well, it's easy. Somehow, in the midst of all that bonding and connecting you did with Shauna, you f***ed up. So what do you think you did? Let's just go to the last time. That's usually what it is. It's something that you did the last time that she was like, I'm out.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I might have a slightly abrasive personality. Like, last time we went out, we was at a restaurant, and this COVID shit has been, like, scary. You know what I mean? Like, people dropping, like, flies, and we was at a restaurant, and I have my mask on. She have a mask on. Most of the folks in the restaurant got their mask on. But this motherfucker act like he's above the rules and don't have to wear a mask. And so I said something because it pissed me off. I got asthma, you know, and I'm not trying to catch nothing. The dude was coughing and stuff next to us at the other table. So I kind of went off on him. And I don't know. Maybe it was a little too abrasive for her because she hadn't seen that side of me before. And call like that. So I don't know.
I love how he's warning us and saying that I am abrasive, and then there was an incident. So that sounds like maybe.
That sounds like that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe she found it charming that you were like, no, we can't have this. We're just trying to enjoy our meal, and we're not trying to catch the COVID.
I mean, that's what I was hoping. Like, I said something because everybody was looking at the dude. Nobody else was saying nothing. Restaurant folks wasn't saying nothing. So I had to say something. He started talking smack back at me. I just, a different side kind of went off. And so,
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
If that's what it is, we're going to try and have her see your side of it and give you another date.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Beautiful. All right, hang on the phone. It's second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You know, after just talking to our friend Ezekiel, I have an idea for people whenever they go out, because Ezekiel said he's been going out with this girl, Shauna. He met her family. Things were going great. But the last time they went out, they were at a restaurant, and there was somebody in there who wasn't wearing a mask. And Ezekiel heard a cough, and there was a little bit of an incident where Ezekiel went off on the guy. And he's hoping that Shauna didn't get turned off because he got a little emotional, passionate. I think that we should all, when we go out to places, carry a spare mask. So if you see somebody without a mask, you can just be like, here, it's on me.
I actually just did that the other day.
You gave someone?
There was somebody who was standing outside Chipotle who couldn't get in because he didn't have a mask, and I went to my car and gave him one of mine.
It's a good suggestion that'll keep people from calling us for a second date because they exploded on somebody during the first date. Are you still there, Ezekiel?
Yeah.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call Shauna right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Shauna?
Who's calling, please?
Shauna, I'm assuming this is Shauna. This is, I know it's weird. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. It's the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. But can I explain why we're calling?
I gotta go. I got some work to do. I'm sorry.
No. Listen. We got your phone number. I swear to God, if you give me 20 seconds, I can explain. This is a good thing.
Make it like 10, bro. I really gotta go.
Wow. Okay. We got your phone number from a gentleman who wants to invite you on a date. You know this guy, and if you say yes, we'll pay for the date.
Listen.
Listen, I just told you what it is. We're willing to pay for a date if you just, I will tell you the guy's name. Just listen to what I have to say.
Dude, I don't think I want to go on any dates right now. You know what's going on.
No, it's a guy that you know. He called us, and if you say yes, we'll pay for the date. So, Ezekiel, his name's Ezekiel. You went on a date with this guy, Ezekiel. He said you guys had a good time. He wants to take you out again, but he said that you've been not calling him back, and he's confused as to why. He thinks last time when he went off on that guy or something because he wasn't wearing a mask, he thinks that turned you off, but he wants to apologize.
Look, man, this guy's a f***ing idiot, okay? Like, every time he would come up and pick me up, he got these, like, different stupid f***ing masks on.
You mean...
What?
You don't like the fact that he wears masks?
No. Like, we all need to be wearing masks, but he wears these, like, weird, like, I think he may be trying to be funny, but I just think he's kind of stupid. Like, the last mask that he, when we went out last time, it was, like, this old face with these big red lips, and then there's kind of, like, this coming into the mouth, and, like, that is totally...
What? Hold on.
No.
You're talking, like, about, like, the pictures on the mask. Okay,
like,
okay.
Yeah. Like, all right. I'm all about humor and stuff, but, like, you're coming to see my family, and I got, like, nieces and nephews and shit. And, like, they don't need to see that.
Maybe they were. You know, actually, I'm not even going to speak it. Hold on a second. Shauna, Ezekiel's on the phone right now.
What?
He's listening
to
this.
That's it.
Ezekiel.
That's it. That's why you don't talk to me no more? For real?
Is what she's saying true?
Yeah, it's true. Like she said, I got a sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? Masks start off real expensive, and now they discount it. You can get anything you want on them. And so I was looking up a couple weeks ago, and I was scrolling around. I saw a picture. Matter of fact, I got the shit on me right now. Yeah, it's
true. Yo, Ezekiel, man, no disrespect, but, like, you're wearing a dick on your face. That sends the wrong message.
Is that what you were wearing, like, when you went to the restaurant that day?
Yeah, that's what I was wearing. What's wrong with that? Like I said, we in the pandemic. Them joints used to be mad expensive. They cheap as f*** now. I was scrolling down, ordering some masks. It was a mixed multi-pack. I put one on. I didn't realize what
you
it was.
Weird.
And I figured, if anything, I figured the nephews and stuff would be laughing. It's like they ain't never seen no porno or nothing like that before. So I thought it was funny.
Easy now.
He's just trying to blend in with the family.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to learn from somebody they don't already know, and I'm sure they already know.
Well, this is...
Oh, my God.
It's a perfectly rational explanation.
All right, would it be different? Would it be better if I took a picture of my dick and put it on your mask and decided to just face that? Then we could have a match.
All right, this is a lot.
Now we're talking. Bro, I have a solution. I'm just going to buy a pack of pussy masks and wear them with you.
That would be amazing.
Hey, then we can do a lot of things together.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. We on the right train now.
Okay, so Sean, are you willing to go on another date with him or not?
Oh, my God. You know what? It's so hard to find a man with his sexy humor these days. So, yeah, let's do it.
Get out of here.
My God.
Did not that's expect that to about. Happen. That's for sure.
Stronger together. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
I'm going to ask you a favor, okay? If you call us up or hit us up about a Second Date Update on the 10s, you only have one job. Make sure that you give us the right information on the person that you want us to call for you, all right? Otherwise, you're going to be like the person on tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10s, all right?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.